This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Granstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday he did not see any indication Hamas was planning any attack on U.S. troops in Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
He added measures were being put in place for the safety of military personnel, a maritime pier constructed by the U.S. military to speed the flow of humanitarian aid in Gaza, should be open within a matter of days, despite poor weather hampering preparations, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday. The United States has called on both Israel and Hamas to ensure that aid bound for civilians in Gaza is not disrupted after a shipment from Jordan was attacked by Israeli settlers and subsequently diverted by Palestinian militants. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Abu Mohammed says he's concerned about the health of his children as domestic waste piles up at a makeshift dump in Gaza, located less than 500 feet from his home. Olivia Zolino has more.
With the conflict between Israel and Hamas now in its seventh month, domestic waste has been piling up. Some municipalities have been left with little choice but to find new dumping grounds. Mohammed says the dump's proximity to his home has him worrying about the health of his family.
This street was completely empty. We did not suffer like this before. The municipality used to be active, but after the war and the aggression that occurred, it ceased its operations.
Aid agencies warned in February that the majority of people had no access to clean drinking water and that sanitation services were wholly ineffective, with none of Gaza's wastewater treatment systems working.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. United Methodist delegates have repealed their church's longstanding ban on the celebrations of same-sex marriages or unions by its clergy. The action marked the final major repeal of a half-century's collection of LGBTQ bans and disapprovals that were embedded in the laws and social teachings of the United Methodist Church. The 447-233 vote by the UMC's General Conference came one day after delegates overwhelmingly voted to repeal a 52-year-old declaration that the practice of homosexuality is, quote, incompatible with Christian teaching, and 2 days after they repealed the denomination's ban on LGBTQ clergy. The Air Force's top civilian has made a historic flight aboard an F-16 controlled by artificial intelligence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At California's Edwards Air Force Base, Secretary Frank Kendall smiled as he stepped out of an experimental F-16 fighter jet after an hour-long flight controlled by artificial intelligence in a dogfight against a human-piloted jet.
I wasn't terribly worried about the risk of the autonomy.
The Air Force is planning for an entire AI-enabled fleet of 1,000 unmanned jets to operate by 2028 as it envisions penetrating airspace without risking human pilot lives. The shift is driven partly by cost, but Kendall tells the AP it's also a security risk not to have the technology. China's Air Force fleet is on pace to outnumber the American one. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Congolese army says a bomb at a refugee camp in eastern Congo has killed at least five people, including children. An army spokesman blamed the attack on the Mnunga refugee camp in North Kivu on a rebel group known as M23, with alleged links to Rwanda in a statement provided to the Associated Press. The rebel group denied any role in the attack and accused the army of planting the bomb. The group, made up of former soldiers, has been fighting the Congolese government forces for more than a decade. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.